Hello, and welcome to the second podcast edition of Ron Kaplan's Baseball Bookshelf. I'm your host, Ron Kaplan. Today we'll be talking with Andy Wasif, author of Red Sox Fans Are From Mars, Yankee Fans Are From Uranus, Why Red Sox Fans Are Smarter, Funnier, and Better Looking. And the second segment, we'll be talking with Mike Cameron, author of Public Bonehead, Private Hero, The Real-Life Legacy of Baseball's Fred Merkle. So thanks for tuning in, and enjoy the program. I think of Andy Wasif as the Dave Barry of baseball, especially the Red Sox. He's written several books on the team and has contributed some essays to The Red Sox and Philosophy, Green Monster Meditations, published by Open Court Press. I had a chance to talk to Andy recently about his latest book, which is published by Triumph. Let's have a listen.
We're talking this afternoon with Andy Wasif, who has created a small cottage industry with his books on the Red Sox. His latest is Red Sox Fans Are From Mars, Yankees Fans Are From Uranus, of course. Why Red Sox Fans Are Smarter, Funnier, and Better Looking. So, Andy, you're a Red Sox fan. Are you better looking than the average Yankee fan?
Well, average, you know, at the risk of sounding immodest, average is a very broad term, so sure. I would say yes.
So is that supposed to be you on the cover of your book?
No. Actually, no.
guy there.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I don't think I match up with him. But you know, it's that guy I can picture. He's got a Red Sox tattoo somewhere under his clothes, and he's more rabid than I am. And I'm sit back and let it happen around me, good or bad.
Now, this is your third book about the Red Sox. You also wrote Red Sox University last year, and a few years back had to talk to a Yankee fan with Rick D'Elia. I have not read those two books, so how is your latest book different from those?
Well, I'll tell you, concept of writing a Red Sox book, I tend to, you know, you have such great ones out there, whether it's from Montville or Halberstam or, you know, Shaughnessy or Ryan, all the great writers. At the risk of competing with them, I actually decided I'm just going to focus on the fans, which is what I am. So I've been around fans all my life and been one, and I've lived it, breathed it, eaten it, spit it out. And then I went to Syracuse University, and I met my best friends, Yankees fans, and I lived with them and spit at them. And so these books are basically taking the culture of being a Red Sox fan and a Yankees fan and just dissecting it from several different angles. How to Talk to a Yankee Fan is, you know, a parody on How to Talk to a Liberal. It was back in 2004 when we started writing it. Ann Coulter's book was there, so it's just a way to speak to them, and with all the rhetoric at the moment when things shifted because the Red Sox finally won the championship. Red Sox University is a university course in studying the Red Sox. There's a government class, there's a philosophy class, religion, and each of these aspects is featured prominently in Red Sox Nation, which the currency, by the way, is the Castiglione. A lot of people don't know that. And How to Talk, or Red Sox Fans Are From Mars, Yankees Fans From Uranus, is trying to bridge the gap between the two fan bases. Let's have, I'm not saying we're going to get rid of the hate, but let's bridge the hate into not so much hate.
So,
and from there, yeah, we'll be able to, communicate. Sorry about that.
You write very convincingly. Are you trained in psychology or social work?
Well, who's really trained in everything? I mean, what's the word training mean? I got a BS degree, and I tend to do that a lot.
Now, who's more likely to read this book, a Yankee fan or a Red Sox fan?
That's funny. It would be, it's catered to Red Sox fans. The, you know, publisher said this book is going directly to Boston, like the previous two books. But I've given it to Yankees fans, and I've given it to some prominent Yankees fans. I gave it to, I had the privilege to meet Justice Sonia Sotomayor at a friend's wedding in D.C., and I mentioned to her that I'd written this book, and she quickly mentioned that Yankees fans are nicer. I asked if that was the minority opinion or if I voted on the majority side. But I sent her a book, and she's going to read it when the Yankees are in the playoffs. So objection denied. But I believe that it's good for both. I mean, because I'm trying to do it down the middle. I'm trying to say that, hey, listen, we've got some quirks, you've got some quirks. I like to think that our quirks are a little less aggressive than Yankees fans' quirks. But let's just appreciate each other for who we are, because if we weren't there, and this question always comes up, well, would you wish that Yankees fans weren't there? And there are some Red Sox fans who go, heck yeah. I don't want them anywhere near me, but what, you'd rather be focused on Devil Ray fans? Or I could still call them Devil Rays fans. The Rays fans, I mean, they go to sleep at 6 o'clock, for heaven's sake.
It's like light and dark. You know, you wouldn't know what light is if you didn't have darkness.
That's a good point, yeah. It's a fantastic, Lucchino really nailed the Star Wars reference years ago.
Now, books like this, because they tend to be, you'll forgive me, faux scholarly. I mean, Boston seems to be a more literate town than New York. Maybe it's because of the ivy-covered halls of MIT and Harvard and Cambridge. A book I just got recently, The Red Sox and Philosophy, in which you have a couple of essays, just goes to that again.
Well, for many years, decades even, Red Sox fans only had books. They didn't have, you know,
a team?
Trophies or, all we could do was like, okay, we'll get them next year. Oh, here's a fascinating case study of how we almost won in 46 or how we were winning for a time. And here's another, this was a good player. This Yaz Stremsky here. We could just spend our time reading and hoping. It was almost, the genre wasn't, sports, it was fantasy. It was, there were great characters and drama, but, there was never that happy ending. However, it's ingrained in our society, in the culture of Red Sox Nation, that, books on everything, every season, every aspect, every player. So there is, more than New York, to some degree, I don't know. I mean, the average Yankee.
I mean, there's certainly a lot of books about the Yankees and several about the Mets from a historical nature. But as far as a thoughtful nature, an educational nature, I mean, I haven't seen the Yankees in philosophy. I don't think I have a book, the Rays in philosophy at this point.
That's an excellent point, because I think that they're they're enjoying the games at hand. Maybe not Mets fans, but I've always been pulling for the Mets for 1 year, but Yankees fans they'll say they don't want to spend too much time thinking about it. If you bring something up, they'll come back to us when you have 27 championships, and they seem to be changing the number regularly. Could be 28 this year, no one knows, but that is their thing. It's, we don't want to think too much, we just want to go out and it's about the rings, and that's where Red Sox fans from ours, that comes in. Red Sox fans really, really want a ring. They want a championship, but if they don't get one, we'll write about it, we'll talk about it, we'll commiserate, we'll nosh for the Jewish Red Sox fans, and we'll be fine. We've gotten through it before, whereas Yankees fans need a championship. Listen, we don't win this year. Everyone, your heads are on a plate. You watch where you walk. You've got Steinbrenner running the roost, and the team, the fans will kind of, fall in line behind that. They see, oh, well, he's acting, semi-irrationally or very reactionary. So we should be acting reactionary. So it's just a matter of championships, and that's all we want to hear.
Now, you're a lifelong Red Sox fan. Did you grow up in New England?
Yes, I did.
But now you're living in California, so how was that culture like to deal with?
Well, this is, I think, one of the first places, maybe New York, but one of the first places to have a home away from home for Boston Red Sox fans is bars. And now they're cropping up everywhere. The first one was Sonny McLean's, right, in Santa Monica. And it's a place where you go and you feel at home. It's in Boston. Everyone, where are you from? I'm from Stoughton. Well, get out of here. I'm from Shrewsbury. Oh, my goodness. You know, where you'd never do that if you met in a bar in Boston. But so you can find the same sort of niche in four walls, the same sort of feeling, same sort of commissary. But to come out here to this culture where the West Coast is very laid back, and you know, they're not as passionate, and like Lakers fans, who I think are worse than Yankees fans, to start another book, you know, and they think, oh, I'm a lifelong fan. I've been to all 2 months of this season of the game, you know, starting in April. I put my flag on my car, and I watch all three quarters of the basketball game, and so, you know, and Yankees fans, Angels fans are, they're similar. They believe that we're too passionate, and we believe that they're too lackadaisical. So there's also, that's something that we can, you know, team up with on Yankees fans. We can both agree that Angels fans are nowhere near as great as us.
So you're not going to be coming out with a book comparing Red Sox and Angels fans anytime soon?
I think that's it's like you mentioned, you asked before, if, you know, if this current book was for Yankees fans, I think yes, absolutely. If they want to read it, I believe they can. I don't think Angels fans can read. I don't know. It's still up in the air.
I was talking with Andy Wassef, whose latest book is Red Sox Fans of Mars, Yankee Fans Are from Uranus. Thanks very much for your time today, Andy.
My pleasure. Thank you, Ron.